Our discussion today is about a relatively new concept in weight loss or weight management, and that's called intermittent fasting. It first came to light several years ago, but then seemed to fade away. But in the last year or so, thanks to the work of Jason Fung, MD, intermittent fasting has once again taken center stage, and along with it, the potential benefits. Intermittent fasting is simply this. You stop eating for a specific period of time, a few times a week. Unlike long-term fasting, or long-term super low-calorie intake, which can either or both instigate starvation hormones, intermittent fasting doesn't have that drawback because you're not fasting for long enough. The current consensus as far as the time limit for fasting is somewhere between 24 and 36 hours. If you choose and if your schedule allows you to fast for 30 or 36 hours, you would do so two or three times a week, which would mean, for example, that you would eat a meal in the evening, you would not eat again until the following or till the morning after the day after. So 24 plus another 12. For many people, however, this is somewhat impractical according to work schedule and various other things. We have found that a 24-hour fast done 4 to 5 times a week is equally effective if you do it a little more often. So that is a bit more achievable for most people. So let's say you have your evening meal on a Monday at 6 p.m. Your next meal would be the following evening at 6 p.m. or 24 hours later. And it's not necessary to do that every day, but 4 or 5 days is wonderful. The benefit of this is not just enhancing weight loss. But the further benefit is, and really the reason why it enhances weight loss, is because it helps to control a hormone called insulin. Insulin is manufactured and secreted by your pancreas, and its primary function, although not exclusive, is to regulate or remove blood sugar when it rises too high. Over time, people who are insulin resistant or carbohydrate intolerant can develop such a resistance to insulin that their insulin levels remain elevated in their bloodstream most of the time. Once this occurs, the problem that we have is with high insulin levels, your body can never burn fat, because it will always be storing glucose and burning glucose. In order to interrupt this process, we must reduce insulin levels sufficiently so that the body is forced to burn stored fat for fuel. The concept of intermittent fasting, especially when applied to type 2 diabetics, has proven phenomenally beneficial. In fact, it has assisted hundreds and hundreds of diabetics already to completely reverse and or control their diabetes naturally, oftentimes being able to stop any and all medications and so forth. So we know that insulin is at the heart of both obesity and diabetes, both of which are at epidemic proportions as we speak.